मॉर्निंग, दिस इज आकाशवाणी कोहिमा, द मॉर्निंग न्यूज रेड बाय नॉबिन प्रधान. लोकसभा एमपी एस सुपोंगबिरेन जमीर हैज क्रिटिसाइज्ड द सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट फॉर नॉट एड्रेसिंग द टू की एग्रीमेंट्स रिलेटेड टू द नागा पॉलिटिकल इश्यू, द फ्रेमवर्क एग्रीमेंट ऑफ 2015 एंड द एग्रीड पोजिशन ऑफ 2017. स्पीकिंग ड्यूरिंग द डिस्कशन ऑन द मोशन ऑफ थैंक्स टू द प्रेसिडेंट्स एड्रेस इन द लोकसभा यस्टरडे, मिस्टर जमीर एम्फसाइज्ड दैट द पीपल ऑफ नागालैंड डू नॉट वांट एनी मोर ब्लडशेड एंड अर्ज्ड द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया टू टेक कॉन्क्रीट स्टेप्स टुवर्ड्स इम्प्लीमेंटिंग द एग्रीमेंट्स. He highlighted the presence of 26 factions in the state and pointed out the issue of rampant taxation, claiming that such conditions hinder the economic progress of Nagaland.
For Nagaland, we have two agreements. That is agreed position, which was done in 2015, and the agreed position is 2017. The framework agreement, which was done in 2015, it is now more than 10 years. And the agreed position is almost 8 years now. But the government of India is not taking up the issues. In the state, we have 26 factions and heavy rampant taxation is going on. The economic progress is not possible. Corruption is rampant. Now whom do we blame? Whether we have to blame the state government or we have to blame the Naga political workers or the government of India? Who is going to implement these two agreements? It is the government of India to implement these two agreements. So we want that government of India should come forward. And whatever the agreement has made, immediately we want the implementations. The Naga people, we don't want bloodshed. So government of India should come forward and implement that agreements.
Mr. Jamir also raised concerns about corruption in the state, questioning whether the state government, the government of India or Naga political groups were to be blamed. He also criticized the president's speech for failing to acknowledge the diversity of traditions, cultures, customs and religions in the country. Mr. Jamin stressed that Indian identity should be rooted in secularism. He also called for the urgent upgradation of Nagaland University, which has been in existence for 31 years, including improvements in sports infrastructure to address the state's infrastructural challenges. With an aim to ensure that the forthcoming HSLC and HSSLC examination process runs smoothly and without any hindrances, crucial coordination meetings were held in Tening Subdivision Peran and Pungro Subdivision Kipire. The meetings reportedly deliberated on the security arrangements, transportation of answer scripts and other logistics. In Tening, the Forest Department quarter has been arranged for accommodation of outstation students from GHS Nsong. They also requested to avoid any program or events during the examination schedule, which tends to disturb the students. Our correspondent reports.
The Nagaland Board of School Education will conduct the HSSLC exam from 11th February to 7th of next month for Arts, Science and Commerce streams, and the HSLC exam from the 12th till 24th of this month. The examinations will be conducted in centers across the state. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly commenced today at 7 a.m. with extensive security arrangements in place. The voting will conclude at 6 p.m. Over 1.56 crore voters will decide the fate of 699 candidates. Counting of votes will take place on February 8. More from our correspondent.
Extensive arrangements are in place to ensure free and fair elections in the national capital. A total of 13,766 polling booths have been set up across the 70 assembly constituency. The Election Commission has deployed more than 1.8 lakh polling personnel to ensure smooth conduct of voting. Over 83 lakh male, around 72 lakh female and 1,267 third gender voters are expected to exercise their franchise. In these elections, 783 voters are above 100 years of age. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Wokha Forest Division inaugurated a common outlet for all self-help groups, HHGs, under its adoption, covering the Nagaland Forest Management Project and the Forest and Biodiversity Management Project at the division office yesterday. The event was inaugurated by Principal Chief Conservator of Forests and Chief Wildlife Warden and Nodal Officer of the State Wetland Authority Nagaland, Vedpal Singh. Also present were CF, STC Kohima Nagaland, Zuthunglo Patton, Divisional Forest Officer Wokha, Suman W.M. Sivachar, and Deputy Commissioner of Wokha, Vineet Kumar. The initiative aims to strengthen market linkages, enhance product production, improve packaging and facilitate nutritional testing of SHG products. Additionally, an SHG processing center at the Doyang Afforestation Range was also inaugurated. Deputy Commissioner Tuensang Litsongla Tongpirutsa has notified that in view of the ongoing road construction along Tuensang Longleng Road, the movement of heavy vehicles has been restricted till 11th of this month. She said this temporary restriction is necessary to ensure safety and facilitate smooth execution of the construction work. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.